Welcome to Masechet Shavuos, Perakei Mishnah Beis, Chapter 5, Mishnah 2. Shavuos HaPikadon Ketzad says the Mishnah, how does one become chayev, liable, if they swear falsely about a pikadon, about an object that someone is claiming is in their property? Amalev, a fellow says to his friend, Temli Pikdoni, give me my object, sheyesh li biyadcha, that I gave you, that's in your hands. And his friend says, Shavuos she'ein lach biyadi, I swear that I do not have it. Oisha Amalev, or he said to him, ein lach biyadi, he just said the words, I don't have it in my hands, and he didn't say Shavuos. And then the fellow responds to Mashpiachani, swear to me, the Amar Amen. And the fellow just responds with the words Amen, and he lied. In that situation, I'll be liable. I'll have to bring a Karban Hashem, a guilt offering, as we saw previously. Let's say five different times he made him swear. Whether it was in front of Bezdin, the Jewish court, or outside. And each time the fellow denied, he has to bring a Karban Shvua for each and every time that he swore falsely. Reb Shimon says, what's the reason? Because after each time that he swore falsely, he confessed up to the truth and say, yes, I do have the object. And because he said no, once again, the fellow is not receiving what he's supposed to be receiving. Therefore, he would have to be liable for each and every time that he swore. Let's see Mishnah. Gimel Mishnah 3. If five people come over to him, they say to him, and they said, give us the object that you borrowed from us, or we gave to you, and you never returned. And the fellow responds, Shvua she'ein lochem biyadi, I swear that I don't have anything from any of you. So he just says one shvua, einachayev ela achas, he only is liable to bring one karban, one sacrifice. However, if he said, Shvua she'ein lach biyadi, v'loy lach, he says, I swear that I don't have to you, and also to you, and also to you. So he kind of delineated each and every one of them. Because when he says the words loylach, it's as if he swore a new shvua, and he'd be liable, a karban, for each and every one of the five times that he denied. Rabbi Lazar says he's not going to be liable for each one, unless he says, I don't have to you, and to you, and to you, bishvua, with a shvua. Rabbi Shimon says, even if he said shvua at the end, he's not going to be liable. He has to say, shvua, I swear I don't have yours. Shvua, I swear that I don't have yours. He has to put in the word shvua. If a fellow comes over to him and says to him, you have an object that you borrowed from me and you never returned it. There's a loan that you owe me and you never returned it. You stole something from me and you never returned it. You found a lost object that belonged to me and you never returned it. And the fellow says, Shvua she'ein lach biyadi, I swear I have nothing of yours in my hand. Einachayev ela achas. He'll only be liable one karban if he swore falsely. However, if he says, Shvua she'ein lach biyadi, pikadnu sesu mesyad begazel v'aveda, I swear that I don't have your object, I don't have your loan, and I didn't steal anything from you, I don't have the object, and I don't have your lost object, chayev kalachas v'achas, he'll have to bring a karban for each time that he swore. Concludes the Mishnah, ten li chitim nusarim bikus min sheyesh li biyadcha. A fellow approaches his friend and he says, please give me wheat, barley, or spelt that I have in your hands. You borrowed it from me, or I left it from you for watching. And the fellow says, Shvua she'ein lach biyadi, I don't have anything. Einachayev ela achas, he's only going to be liable for once, because he made one shvua. However, if he says specifically, Shvua she'ein lach biyadi, chitu nusa'irim v'chusman, I swear that I don't have wheat, barley, or spelt. Chayev kol achas ba'achas, will be liable for each one. Reb Meir says, Afilu amar chita us'ayra v'chusemeth, even if the fellow says, I swear I don't have a kernel of wheat, a kernel of barley, a kernel of spelt, which is really not considered a shava pruta. It's not really considered worth a pruta, so ordinarily one would not be liable. Still, Rabbi Meir holds chayva kolachas v'achas will be liable for each and every one, because Rabbi Meir says the fellow doesn't mean to say just one kernel, he just means wheat, which means to say the concept or the type of wheat, barley, etc. But the Chacham say no, that it's referring to just one kernel. And since one kernel is not a shavuot pruta, that's not an object of value, one would not be liable for Shavuos HaPikadon. Wishing you an amazing day and a wonderful rest of your week.